Chapter 3. Sybil Vane. A month later, Dorian visited Lord Henry's home. Lord Henry saw that his young friend was very happy.
"Henry, I'm in love," Dorian announced.
Lord Henry was very surprised.
"Who are you in love with?" he asked.
"An actress called Sybil Vane," Dorian answered. "You probably don't know her, but she's beautiful. She's 19 years old, and she's a marvellous actress. Every time I see her, I appreciate her more."
"I don't know the name Sybil Vane. How did you meet her?"
Lord Henry asked, laughing.
"It was a coincidence," Dorian explained. "One evening, while I was walking through a poor part of London, I passed an old theatre. There was a man outside trying to convince people to go into the theatre and see the play. I can't imagine why I listened to him, but fortunately I did. Sybil was playing Juliet in Shakespeare's play Romeo and Juliet. And the moment I saw her, she enchanted me. I went to speak to her in her dressing room after the performance, and now I go to the theatre every evening. I want to be near her all the time."
"But what do you know about her?" asked Lord Henry.
"I know that her family is poor, but that isn't important to me," Dorian answered. "She's perfect, and I'll make her love me. Please come to the theatre tomorrow evening and see her, and bring Basil too. Then you'll understand my feelings."
"Well, come if you want," Lord Henry said. "Let's meet at 6:30 for dinner, and then go to the theatre together. Goodbye, I'll see you tomorrow."
But Lord Henry heard from Dorian earlier than that. When he came home after dinner the same evening, he found a note from Dorian. "Dear Henry, Sybil and I are going to get married. Dorian." Sybil Vane lived in a modest house with her mother and her brother James. The next morning, Sybil told her mother about Dorian Gray.
"I'm very happy," Sybil said. "I'm in love with a very special man."
"In love?" Mrs. Vane exclaimed. She didn't know that Sybil had a gentleman friend and was very surprised. "Who is he? Tell me about him."
"The young man's name is Prince Charming, and I met him at the theatre," Sybil explained. "He comes every evening and visits me in my dressing room after the performance. He loves me and he wants to marry me. He wrote me a letter about it yesterday."
"When did you meet him?" her mother asked. "What do you know about him?"
Mrs. Vane was very worried and asked a lot of questions. Mr. Vane wasn't alive anymore, and although Mrs. Vane worked, she didn't make much money.
"What will happen if Sybil marries this man and stops acting?" Mrs. Vane thought. "We need the money from her work in the theatre."
"What is the young man's real name?"
Mrs. Vane asked.
"I'm sure that it isn't Prince Charming."
"I don't know his real name," Sybil answered, "and it isn't important. He's very handsome and aristocratic, and I think he's rich too. He admires and loves me, and he's very good to me. You don't have to worry, Mother."
"Well, if he's rich, maybe this will be a good thing," Mrs. Vane thought,
but she was still worried. At that moment, Sybil's brother, James, came into the room. He was only 16 years old, but he was going to Australia by ship the next day. Some people made a fortune in Australia, and James wanted to try. He was probably going to be away from England for many years, and Sybil and her mother were very sad.
"I heard you talking about your gentleman friend, Sybil," James said. "I'm worried about the situation.
You don't know anything about him. You must be very careful. How do you know that you can trust him?"
"I'm sure I can," Sybil exclaimed. "I hope you're right, because if he hurts you, I'll kill him," James said with emotion.
"He'll never hurt me. We'll love each other forever," Sybil responded, laughing happily. "Don't worry about me."
"Now, James," Mrs. Vane said, "are you prepared for your journey? Is your bag ready?"
"Yes, Mother," James answered. "Everything is ready, and I'm leaving tomorrow. I hope that I'll be a rich man when I return. Then I'll take care of both of you."
He turned and looked at his beautiful sister.
"Remember what I said, Sybil," he continued. "If your friend makes you unhappy, I'll find him when I come back, and I'll punish him."